This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Happy Friday! Always a good day when it's Friday, right?
Absolutely.
Okay, so the absolute unmitigated goal of this liberal judge, judicial dictator is a better term, not really recognizably a judge, threatening the Trump administration with consequences? You and what army, buddy? What army you got? Seriously, you got one that doesn't answer to Trump? Is that what you have? Consequences for deporting violent Trinidad and Aragua gangsters. They are arguing national security, the Trump administration, not to disclose the dates, the times, the places, all of that, that the plane, you know, took off, landed, all of that. He is saying, well, if it doesn't match up, and he wants testimony from those directly involved, not Trump administration officials, so he can see if, in his opinion, this judge, Trump defied his order. And if Trump did, consequences, well, you're going to have him dragged out of the White House? That's your plan? Lee, we are on this, in all seriousness, we're on the verge of a constitutional crisis here.
Now, this really is because you've got a blatant judicial overreach
yes.
into national foreign policy and national security issues.
Yes.
No question.
And, but the good news, before you get too mad, and you should be mad, but this is an outrage. Ron DeSantis and Josh Hawley are not letting up. That's Florida Governor Ron DeSantis and Josh Hawley, the only two honest Republicans right now besides Trump and his administration, are not letting up, and they won't shut up. Tick tock, tick tock, tick tock, because we are going to get to the point we got to get to where Americans understand that the GOP leadership, John Thune, I'm going to call him out, Steve Scalise, and Mike the Knife Johnson, are secretly letting these judges violate the Constitution in order to terrorize Donald Trump. This is coming from inside the House, Lee. Did you hear the call? It's coming from inside the House. He's got a knife. Yes, his name is Mike the Knife. He seems so nice in those Fox News interviews. He will shank you so fast, and they are shanking Trump right now. I guarantee you, in the halls of Congress, these douchebags are laughing behind Trump's back. They think this is funny. They are allowing these judges to terrorize them. But the good news is, you know what's going to take? Did you see the left burning Tesla dealerships? We don't burn things. We need to show up by the millions. Tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands. We need to march on Washington, take our government back. Not from the Democrats. I'm tired of that crap. Take it back from Mike the Knife. Take it back from John Thune. And all of you who use me for show prep, you know who you are, and I'm fine with it. It's best show on the East Coast. I go first. I get it. Stop lying. to your audiences. Stop pretending we're all united. We're getting somewhere. Stop it. Stop it. Stop it. Stop pretending. Stop the lies. I know you want to get all the big names on your show, and you see they don't come on this show. There's a reason for that, because we have hard questions here. Here's one for every one of your Congress members in every district, in every radio station, jurisdiction, market in this country. Why didn't you, sir, you, because you could do it. Where is the legislation to strip the power from these circuit courts? Where is it? And why haven't you filed it? Every Congress member should be asked that question. Every single one. Stop playing with these people. Stop it. We are doing this to ourselves. You are the talkers. You are the conservative influencers. Charlie Kirk, do you hear me? Because I know you use my show for show prep. All of you, stop lying so you can get the big names on your show and fight for this country. Damn it. And the only person who is fighting right now, this is why I backed him into primary, is Ron DeSantis. This takes guts, what he's doing. He won't shut up, because he is going up against the lying GOP leadership and explaining this to the American people. And so is Josh Hawley. Senator Hawley, thank you. The rest of you need to step up and stop pretending. So here is Josh Hawley. Well, you know what? I'll start with Ron DeSantis. Well, you know what? I'm going to start with Hawley. Okay. There's this thing called the Nationwide Injunction. Okay, that is where a judge who does not have the constitutional authority to rule nationwide. Why? They are circuit court judges. Okay, what is a circuit? A circuit is a slice of a country, of the country. They only have jurisdiction in a slice of the country. They cannot enjoin a president and say he can't do something. They can't. So all Congress needs here, okay, to stop this, for starters, there's a lot of ways we could do this, is to strip the nationwide jurisdiction from these judges. They are done. Folks, understand something. There are no circuit courts in the Constitution. They don't exist. Only the Supreme Court does. Congress created them. Congress can take out every circuit court today by noon. And that's, by the way, what Ron DeSantis is letting the cat out of the bag. He's explaining this. He did it in three interviews yesterday. This does not help him with donors. This does not help his political future. He is trying to save the country by telling Republicans the truth. The killer is inside the House. His name is Mike the Knife and John Thune. Democrats are not the problem. It is the Republican leadership. Here's Ron DeSantis explaining this.
The principle is, are we ruled by the consent of the governed under elections and under a written constitution? Or are we ruled by a district judge in D.C., Hawaii, wherever the hell they can shop for a judge to find somebody? And then that trumps everything that is in the Constitution in terms of executive powers, because that's what they'll keep doing if you let that happen.
Yeah, all right. Who's letting it happen, Governor DeSantis?
Forget about just whether a judge should even be involved in this to begin with. Clearly, if you have one case, judge rules against the government, that shouldn't be a nationwide injunction where the government can't act. So the U.S. Supreme Court could reel that in if they wanted to, and maybe they will.
Or
Congress has the authority to strip the courts of jurisdiction over certain
issues. Thank
you. They can say you can't hear any case involving the removal of an illegal alien or the removal of certain classes. They could do that if they wanted to do it. They haven't done that. They haven't been aggressive on it. But that's plain in the Constitution. When Jefferson became president, they had problems with judges. They just eliminated these judgeships that they had problems with. They didn't even bother. So like none of these courts exist as a matter, other than the Supreme Court, none of the other courts even exist as a matter of constitutional right. That's purely the discretion of Congress to create and then set the jurisdiction.
Wait. So instead of censuring these judges, we can just say, hey, guess what? Your court doesn't exist, buddy. Bye-bye. Yeah, we can. And guess what else? Here's the dirty little secret. We can do it with 51 votes.
We're talking about the courts. You know the court's as good as anyone.
Limit the jurisdiction.
Congress can limit the jurisdiction of the courts. That is plain in the Constitution. It doesn't require 67 votes in the Senate. You can attach it to a CR. You can attach it to a must-pass bill. And here's the thing. If somehow you tried to do that and maybe it just didn't work, then I think our voters would at least understand. They're not even trying any of this stuff.
It's infuriating.
We knew these leftist judges were going to do what they're doing. Everybody predicted that. President Trump knew that. This was one where the Congress is basically, and what are they? They're on 2 weeks of vacation now. Really? That must be nice.
Yeah.
I think they got a lot of work to do.
So to put this all together, Lee, not only is this judge now using a nationwide injunction, he didn't even have the power for that. He's threatening the president of the United States with consequences. If Trump voters knew 51 votes ends this, they're on vacation and they're doing interviews pretending like they're victims of these judges. So here's what I want. Everybody who uses me for show prep today. You got your congressman, your useless, no good congressman on your shows. It won't come on mine because I asked you real questions. That's okay. Ask them, where's the legislation, buddy? Any one of these Congress members could file it and start to fight. Where are you? Stop pretending. I'm telling you, folks, our worst enemies, not the Democrats right now. It's the Republican leadership, most specifically John Thune and Mike the Knife.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code SHAVE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code SHAVE. Enjoy.
So I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Almacid, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Almacid has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Almacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almacid.com. That's almased.com.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, the good news is Senator Josh Hawley going to war. So Republican leadership can't hide it much longer that they are aiding and abetting these liberal judges. They're all in bed together.
President Trump is now calling on the Supreme Court to step in, saying unlawful nationwide injunctions by radical left judges could very well lead to the destruction of our country.
Yes, they could.
Now, Republican Missouri Senator Josh Hawley is proposing legislation to restrict the lower court's ability to issue nationwide injunctions.
these courts are doing, these district courts, is wrong. It is unconstitutional. I want to be real clear. To me, this isn't about Congress taking away power courts currently have. This is about Congress reforming and stopping the abuse. They do not have the authority to go out and to say, Mr. President, you can't do this. Congress can make that clear. We need to do it right this second.
So what is happening here, folks? What this is really about is that the courts, 90, there's 94 of them, okay, have stolen power from Congress to stop Trump. And the GOP leadership, the GOP members in Congress are letting them. And at this point, if you have not either sponsored or co-sponsored legislation to take this power back from these judges, then you are complicit. You are right there sitting on Boasberg's shoulder, threatening Trump, I can't believe this, with consequences for deporting Trende Aragua gangsters. So look, there's 94 U.S. district courts. Okay, this is what Senator Hawley's talking about. Thank God he has filed this legislation. Let's see who co-sponsors it. We can't even get it in the House. We can't. Why? Because they want to keep all the illegals. And they're okay if Trende Aragua takes over a city or two. They are. Why? Because their donors are. It's cheap labor. It's a tax evasion scheme. That's what illegal immigration ultimately is. A lot of Republican donors like that. And they like a congressman who's a douchebag and says nothing and does nothing on immigration. Because the second you try to stop Trende Aragua, they start worrying that they're going to have to charge their customers more because they're part of a tax evasion scheme and they prefer to hire illegal labor and not pay taxes. And while no, they don't hire Trende Aragua, they probably hire normal people who just want to, you know, leave their country, work in America, whatever, they get afraid. Well, you see, wow, Trende Aragua just went out on a plane. Maybe the guys working in the back of my shop will go next. I like my tax evasion scheme. It helps me beat my honest competitors across town who hire real Americans. Well, what about real Americans? Screw them. That's a typical Congress member. They just want to serve another term and be famous. It's who they are. We got a lot of them right here in the upstate. Got a lot of them, no names on any kind of bill. Where is it, guys? Oh, are you on vacation while they're taking over the country? So listen to this again, okay? This is Josh Hawley explaining. There's 94 courts. It's very easy to understand. But the Republican leadership does not want you to know this. There's 94 courts, okay? These are district courts. What does that mean? Their power is confined to a district. You cannot enjoin the president. You cannot say, I take away his power. You are not the president. That's what Trump was saying the other day. If you want to be president, run. I am the president. You are not the president. If this continues, folks, there will never be another Republican presidency. Everything that a Republican president does, a judicial liberal dictator will simply say no. With power they don't have. Their rulings are only confined to cases filed in their districts. They do not have nationwide injunction power. Congress simply needs to pass a thing, and it could be done, as Ron DeSantis explained, with 51 votes. Here's Senator Josh Hawley saying, let's do it.
These courts are doing, these district courts, is wrong. It is unconstitutional. I want to be real clear. To me, this isn't about Congress taking away power courts currently have. This is about Congress reforming and stopping the abuse. They do not have the authority to go out and to say, Mr. President, you can't do this. Congress can make that clear. We need to do it right this second.
So this is about Congress taking back power they have, that they have given to the courts, so the courts will stop Trump, and they don't have to. Who controls Congress again? Yeah, the House and the Senate. That'd be a Republican Party. Folks, we're right back where we were with the Russia collusion hoax. People forget this. Who drove the Russia collusion hoax? Oh, is it Democrats? Well, yes, Democrats inside the FBI. But who held the inquisitions, the hearings, who dragged the Trump family and made him testify, kept it going and going and going? It was the Republicans. They control both houses. There wouldn't have been Russia collusion hoax without them. And they are stranding Pam Bondi and Trump while allowing Trende Aragua to terrorize Americans. Here is our Attorney General Pam Bondi talking about this thug judge who's now demanding national security information on flights he has no right to stop. He has no national injunction power. This is an invented power.
This judge has no right to ask those questions. You have one unelected federal judge trying to control foreign policies,
yes,
trying to control the Alien Enemies Act, which they have no business presiding over. And there are 261 reasons why Americans are safer now. That's because those people are out of this country.
By the way, why is the left so obsessed with this one gang, Trende Aragua? I was actually on a national show yesterday and somebody asked me that. They didn't know. I'm not actually run down that again. Why this gang? Why the obsession with keeping not just illegal immigrants, but gangsters? So remember how bad Trende Aragua actually is. They are taking over these apartment complexes from El Paso to Aurora to do what? To sell the little boys and the little girls that they kidnapped and brought up here. And women too. We know that because that's what ended up sitting on the curve. Pope, understand how dangerous they are. We haven't faced anything like this. October 16th, UK Daily Mail, look it up. El Paso. They had taken over from landlords violently a hotel and an apartment complex. Do you know what it took to liberate that land? Hundreds of law enforcement officers from over a dozen agencies. That is a damn army. Who covered it? UK Daily Mail flew a reporter in to cover it. Where was Fox News? I don't know. October 16th, UK Daily Mail. And when they pulled them out, these poor kidnapped people, they are illegal immigrants too, but they didn't choose to come here. When they pulled them out, and this is the most devastating part of the article. It was called the Paladin that they stole. This is where they go and they tell the landlord, hey, you come on your own property, we'll kill you. Oh, but keep paying the property tax, because if you don't, we'll kill you. It's ours now. Don't default. We'll kill your entire family. That's how they operate. We've never seen this. So when they go in and they liberate them, risking their own lives, because the GOP Congress will not act. Who's sitting on the curb? This is the most horrifying thing I've ever seen. Children. They are selling children. This is not the kind of cool, kind of hip, well, you know, she's a stripper and she likes to do a little prostitution on the side for a little extra money. Maybe she's got a drug addiction. That's what an American prostitute is. She ultimately chooses it. This is not that. This is slavery. This is what they do. It is their main line of business. And just to liberate that property in El Paso, just to liberate it, took hundreds of local law enforcement coming together to form almost an army. Do you understand why Trump can't be like, well, you know, let's let Judge Boasberg have 10 years to figure out if we should deport these people. We don't have time. This is why Trump was afraid to send him to Venezuela. They may come back. He's like, dude, dear God, I need an army to control them. I, the little kids, they're selling them. I've got to send them somewhere they cannot escape. And where is that? It was El Salvador. By the way, the leadership of El Salvador, more loyal to the American people than the Democrat Party. And that is where we are today. By the way, folks are asking me on the text line. I want to read that. The article from the UK Daily Mail is headlined Terrifying Truth About Gangsters on Trump's Deportation Flights and Why They Were Sent to America. We'll have more on that coming up. There are certain things in life, y'all. And you should text me examples as I lay this out, because I know there are others. There are certain things in life that are IQ tests. This is an IQ test. DoorDash, everybody's outraged about this, except the idiots using it. DoorDash is teaming up with Klarna, which is like a finance company, to introduce buy now, pay later options for food delivery. Okay, step number one. Food is very expensive. How can you save money off food? Get off your fat rear end and go get it yourself. I think the calories you could burn walking to the car and then walking into McDonald's, right? Calories you wouldn't otherwise burn, and then you don't have to pay for it. I mean, you know how much they're just adding the tip and all the delivery charge on it? Anyway, DoorDash is teaming up with Klarna to introduce a buy now, pay later option for food delivery. They call this an option for food delivery. It is, in fact, an IQ test. It is. What did Einstein say? Those who do not understand compound interest are damned to pay it.
Those who do will profit from it. Compound interest, one of the most powerful forces on the planet. One of the first things I've explained to my kids mathematically. Compound interest. Yes. You can either pay it to someone smarter than you, or you could pay off your car, drive a clunker like we do, put it in a stock market, put it in other investments. Compound interest. One of the most powerful forces on earth, and a true IQ test. By the way, any other IQ test you could think of, text them to me on the text line, 800-905-0989. By the way, this is why people are financing their food. Have you seen this? Tips. You work in service, work in food? Yeah, the state of tipping 2025. People can't afford tips anymore. 20% used to be the standard. New poll found the average restaurant tip is now 18.9%, no matter how good the service is. Why? Because the food got Biden-flated. Delaware leaves the biggest tips, while California leaves the worst. Of course they do. They're a bunch of liberals. They want everyone else to pay the money, not them. By the way, I meant to make a note of this week. Did you see what Trump did to eggs? Did anybody notice? As soon as Trump came into office, eggs have been outraged for a long time. And that is because we created the avian flu at your expense, by the way, in USDA labs in Atlanta. Which is really weird because that's like the same place that it was found in birds and waterfowl. Very, very soon after. Where have I heard this story before? It sounds a lot like Wuhan. Anyway, you paid to create it. It, oops, got out. And then the government had to just start killing chickens. Or did they? A lot of folks warning, including farmers, look, the Biden administration came in and made me kill all my chickens. That's not how you defeat this. When you get a sick bird, you kill the sick bird. All the others that are healthy, you leave them alone. Why? Now they've got an immunity. Well, but we can't starve people that way. We can't stress them out. We can't make them dependent on government. That'll never work. Let's kill the whole flock. And so as soon as Trump came into office, Democrat media pretending that egg prices had been normal until then, and it was Trump's fault. So you know what Trump did? This is going to sound radical. Stop killing the chickens. I've got the chart right here. It's unbelievable. Through 1/19/25, the last day of the Biden administration, we were killing about 8 million birds a week. Trump came in and went, well, that doesn't make any sense, and stopped. So that by the 28th of February, we weren't killing any more chickens, or we were barely killing any. Just the bare minimum, those that actually needed to be culled because they were sick. And what happened when common sense was applied to food? Something the Democrats would never do. Price of eggs fell by half. Miracle! So if you're wondering why egg prices are down, why they were up in the first place, the government paying to weaponize not really deadly bird flu in order to make it deadly, and then oops, it gets out. You know that story. And you can thank the USDA for that this time. By the way, you know how I know that? Peer-reviewed article published in November. Not a single objection to it. They decoded the DNA of the bird flu and found it was identical to two strains produced by our federal government. One of them in Atlanta and one of them in Europe, partnership with the USDA. Isn't it weird that that's exactly the strains that the media has been obsessed with for, what, a year now? We're all going to die, bird flu. Yeah, okay. Hold on. Got to yawn. All right, well, if y'all won't go along with that, we'll just kill all the chickens. Double the price of eggs. And you know, eggs are in everything. So that jacks the price of food through the roof, makes it unaffordable. You get more government dependence. And that's a win for Democrats. It's how it works. Okay. So much coming up on this. This is an epic show today. I was really proud of it as I was preparing it. We've got so much stuff here folks don't know about. By the way, expect a ruling on this by noon today. Some liberal judicial dictator will stop this. Doge has just frozen a $52 million payment to the World Economic Forum. You know, the eat bugs and be happy people, the you shouldn't own anything anyway, you schlep, you don't deserve it. That group, World Economic Forum, $52 million. Is that why you pay taxes? Not anymore. Doge froze it. So I don't know, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, liberal judge is going to say they can't do it.
Because they run the country now, not us. Well, it was all about to be spring yesterday. Did you see that? I drove home around 3, which is late for me. I mean, 3 p.m. So I get in here at like 3 a.m. And I drove home around 3 and I like had the AC on. I don't know if this happened to you yesterday. It was amazing. I had the AC on. It was like, oh, wow, it's a little warm. By the time I went for a walk with my son, like just a few hours later, oh my gosh, it was freezing. I had to cut it short. My hands were going numb. Never seen a cold front move in that fast. Yeah, but we're in fake spring right now. Texter writes, I'm appalled by the increasing number of frivolous purchases being offered in forestall in payments. Like shoppers don't even have $60 in cash to spare, but they don't. You know why? Well, because their wages are falling behind by inflation and they lied about it and then they just readjusted it quietly. That's why they're continuing to lose ground. Congress keeps printing money the way they are. It's not going to change. And this is just a sign of that level of desperation. Okay. Folks, another subject. Do you see the Daily Show? Folks, the Democrats find their violence funny. Violence is cool, hip, and fun. This was the Daily Show. Not last night, 2 nights ago. Listen to this.
Tonight, the FBI and ATF now investigating multiple cases of possible arson targeting Teslas and Cybertrucks.
This dramatic video shows multiple cars in flames. Police say the attacker used Molotov cocktails. It's the latest in more than a dozen instances of arson and vandalism targeting Tesla.
The same suspect shot more Teslas with a gun. Tesla Cybertrucks were set on fire in Kansas City, and earlier this month, shots fired at a Tesla dealership in Oregon. Cybertrucks on fire in Seattle.
Wow, you guys like petty acts of domestic terrorism, huh?
Cool. Okay. Do you hear him? Cool, yeah, we love terrorism. Hey, yeah, fire some more shots into that Tesla dealership. See if he hit anybody. It'll be so cool. Jimmy Kimmel, y'all, you've probably already heard this clip. Same thing. Yeah, it's violence, man. It's what we're doing now. It's so hip.
Tesla stock is way down, almost disastrously so. People have been vandalizing Tesla vehicles, new Tesla vehicles. Please don't vandalize. Don't ever vandalize Tesla vehicles. And so Elon Musk has been making the rounds in the right-wing media to try to appear to be a human being. Yesterday, he...
Okay, did you catch that? He's not a human being. Go ahead and firebomb another Tesla dealership. If you heard someone, they're probably not human beings anyway. And, oh, by the way, isn't it cool when you do violence? Folks, I'm sorry. But listen, this is the Democrats. These clips I'm about to play for you, all in the last year. Do you remember what the national security priority was of the Democrat Party? Because I do. We literally had Biden releasing known terrorists on international and national terror watch lists, catching them and deporting, letting them go, no big deal, while telling us the number one domestic priority was white supremacy and terrorism. White terrorism, which was allegedly being done by Trump supporters, except there were no instances of it. But they assured us it would happen and it would be very, very bad. Folks, just months ago, domestic terrorism was horrifying. Listen to the Democrats.
This MAGA crowd is really the most extreme political organization that's existed in American history.
They are threatening political violence. And they are attacking our democracy.
These Republicans and others are creating an environment of political violence. They are putting Americans at risk.
Democrats have never endorsed political violence, but he will go to a rally and he will endorse it. This is the equivalent of playing with a loaded gun and then it backfiring on you.
But that was like 6 months ago before they learned how to make Molotov cocktails. And it's all good now. Texter writes on the Common Sense Retirement Plan text line, idiot test. What is the stopping distance for a vehicle weighing 80,000 going 60 miles an hour? Like in South Carolina? Judging by what I see you guys do, some of you, not all of you. Yeah, 5 feet. 10 tops. I'm going through this with my teenage daughter right now. We're talking about, okay, like merging onto the highway and we're learning how to drive. Where is the most dangerous place on the highway? In front of a big truck. You know, I actually had one of you on the text line text me. It's very tragic, too. He was telling me his wife had been killed on upstate roads. She ended up her car in between two semis, totally pancaked. So what is the stopping distance? I don't know, y'all, but seeing some of you drive, it's not 5 feet, okay? And it's not 10 either.
March Madness is here, and if you want to enhance the experience, join me, Gary Parrish, and my colleague Matt Norlander on the Ion College Basketball Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. We have new episodes at least 3 times a week and at the end of every night of the NCAA tournament. So before you go to bed, hang with us or know we'll be there when you awake. We'll break down games, make picks against the spread. Most of all, we'll have a blast. So join us on the Ion College Basketball Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.